Hi, everybody. My name's Lindsay, and I created Book Bumps and Copy Hugs to join the lovely world of Bookstagram. And I have also pushed to help create a book reading community within the Smoke and Bacon website and app community of veterans and small business owners and pretty much anybody that's looking for something a little different than your normal Facebook and Instagram type of social media. So today I'm winging it here. I've got my foul-mouthed coffee mug full of coffee because I will drink it all day long. And I'm going to be very briefly talking about a book that is by an author that I have followed since I got back into reading probably about, 13, 12 some odd years ago. And it's actually gained large popularity here in the past, I'd say, year and a half or two since the pandemic, basically. And it is Colleen Hoover's book, It Ends With Us. And this book, being that I followed her on her different reading groups and her website and Facebook, she talked a lot about the writing process for this book, and it was a very personal story, and it's very relatable to various men and women, or I should say women and men. It is about an abusive relationship and how the couple begins together. They meet, they fall in love, they get married. You know, everything seems to be going fine. And she has a lifelong friend that she meets in high school and is just, you know, the first love and your solid rock. And he's a homeless child, but she befriends him and falls in love with him and grows up and ends up in this not terribly horrific situation, but enough that it draws attention that it's mimicking her own parents' relationship. And after the marriage ensues and she becomes pregnant, she decides, you know, enough is enough. And she makes the conscious choice to end the relationship and raise the child co-parent style, so that the child's not brought up in an abusive home. It's a very, very, very good, realistic story. And I have to just read the dedication. It says, "For my father, who tried his very best not to be his worst, and for my mother, who made sure we never saw him at his worst." I cannot tell you how many people, both men and women, that can relate to that dedication in some fashion or another. And this book is an ode to the author's mother. And it's just, it'll make you cry. It'll make you swoon. It'll make you laugh. It's got all those really good homey feelings. And the best part for me, this lovely gem of a book finally gets to tell the story of the girl who reconnects with her first love, who helps her heal herself and start fresh in this new life. They get the sequel book that is due out, I believe, this fall. And I cannot wait to get my hands on a copy. Like I said, as soon as this bad boy released, I went online, I bought it, crushed it in like a day. And I have recommended it for years, literally. And the joy of seeing it rise to such popularity over the past 2 years has really just, especially in light of all the topics of the world right now, especially in the US. So it brings into perspective a lot of different things. And I really hope that you take the chance to read this book, even if you're a gentleman watching this. It's a very moving story. So I could remember sequel title. I believe it is going to be called It Starts With Us. And once I get a hard copy of it, you bet your butt I'll be doing another one here and sharing a review on my Bookstagram account as well. So that is my little mini review for today. And I think we have a note or a message from our sponsor. And after that, we are going to be doing an interview with a new to me author, Kay Rose. And I hope that y'all stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Project Legend. Imagine a world where media companies celebrate everyday heroes rather than celebrities and influencers. A world where small businesses are appreciated and acknowledged for the support of their local communities. Support Project Legend in supporting these amazing everyday heroes that are supporting the communities that they live in.
Hi.
Hi, Kay.
How's everything going today?
So, you are new to me. You are of the indie author self-publishing group, I'm assuming.
Yes, I am independently published. I'm new to a lot of people. Published my very first novel, The Prophecy of the Water Sprite, just last August.
Oh, wow. That's actually one that, excuse me, once I found out that we were going to be doing this together, I actually downloaded it in my Kindle. So I finally got a chance to start that one earlier today. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about it from you.
Just last month, actually, I finally got the audiobook for that novel released also. So pretty excited
Oh.
that I have my first audiobook out too.
That's impressive. I know that a lot of people like myself, they do both audio and either physical or Kindle. So that's awesome. I'll be sure to share that later on as well today. So, how did you come up with your idea for this particular book, The Prophecy of the Water Sprite?
It actually started as an April Fool's joke in one of the beta reader groups that I was a part of. I wrote a really quick blurb and I designed a pretty simple image, kind of like the just a discreet type book cover. And I put it out as an April Fool's joke, and everybody was like, "The blurb is totally the hardest part. You need to go with that. That is awesome. That's a great story. Do it." So I did. I actually never written a story before, not even in high school English class.
Oh, wow.
Someone asked, the teacher asked us to do a 1,000-word essay. And at the time, I had better skills with art and drawing. So I drew a picture and turned it in instead. So honestly,
Nice.
never written a story before and just took a leap with this one.
Sounds like it was about time.
It
So,
actually poured out rather quickly. Sorry, my Oscar is going to be loud today. I thought he was going to calm down, but so in about 4 months from the initial start of writing until I published. It was 4 months exactly.
Wow,
And it's a
that's so cool.
105,000 word novel.
Working on for and then you just crush it in months. That's awesome. So I'm trying to. Some people, when they write and they've got back and forth in their heads while they're, planning out what they're typing. Did any of your characters in the book, like, kind of take you off script, so to speak, and just kind of take you in a whole different direction than where you thought you were going to go?
No, I wish I were a pantser type writer, but I had an outline of a pretty good idea of what I wanted to happen in each section, and then from there I divvied out each section into each character's participation in that part of the plot. And I write in first person and multiple points of view. So
Ooh.
it worked out better that I had the outline ahead of time. It also allowed me to write out of order. So if I was fixated more on one part of the story, I could go and write the last five chapters and then bounce back to the middle somewhere. I could hop around because I have that outline available.
That's seemingly pretty helpful to have a structure that way. Now, when you did your outline, did you have like a similar process when doing character development, like their different personalities or traits and things like that?
I actually probably don't follow any of the rules of the standard character development, storyline, plot structure. I just kind of go with what felt right at the time. I have an idea of the character in my mind, and they develop as the story develops. So I
Okay.
didn't really do too much character development before I started writing the story itself.
That's actually pretty cool. It just kind of let it flow as it comes out. That's pretty cool.
Right. So they grew with the story, and I kind of just tapped them along as I wrote the story.
Well, that makes me all excited because I kind of like that when you have like you start a new book or a new series and you're getting to know the characters and every story you got to go through the history part first, to understand what's going on and then to watch and read the characters grow throughout a book that to me is that's a pretty magical process in itself. So to hear somebody describe it is really, really kind of fun for me because I've never written anything in my life. So but I also have to ask, because again, I see your books behind you. Do you have like any quirky process when you're writing, even though it's got a structured pattern that you've outlined for yourself, do you have like any, lucky socks or a specific spot that you need to write in or music?
I actually prefer it to be quiet.
Oh.
I enjoy listening to music. It's one of my favorite things. I go to live shows. I've seen a lot of concerts. the hallway just outside this door is covered in concert posters that are signed by the bands, and I collect those too. But the process of me getting a story to come out and go on the page, of creating dialogue and having these worlds and characters grow on the page, I can't sing along to the music, and I can't help myself but to sing along to music. So it, I would actually have to have it quiet while I write.
Gotcha. Yeah,
Well, aside from
sometimes things
Oscar.
can be like a distraction. Nice. So I know you said you published this one last August. How many total have you actually written and published or have in the works?
Okay, that's a good question. I published The Prophecy of the Water Sprite August 5th. I published The Elven Prince, which is a fantasy adventure young adult and clean, on February 3rd. And then I published a kids-ish book April 1st. I thought it would be fun because people would think it was an April Fool's joke, but it wasn't, because it is a book of satire and double entendre and innuendo. So if you have a gutter brain, a dirty mind, you're going to get all of those jokes and puns and play on words. But if you literally are a kid with an innocent mind, you're going to read a book about kittens and the diversity in the world of kitties. So that's Pretty
Nice.
Kitties, and that was just released April 1st. And about a week later is when I released the audiobook for The Prophecy of the Water Sprite. And I just had the audiobook for Pretty Kitties because it's only like 5 minutes long. That just came out at the end of the month too. Those are all the published and available for purchase. I have a current work in progress that I'm actually running through my editor right now. It is a short story, my first attempt at a lot of things for this one. Short story, just male, female, not reverse harem, contemporary, but no magic involved at all, and new adult. And it is going to be part of the It's Always Been You anthology, which is a charity anthology to support breast cancer research.
Oh,
That
that's
will be
wonderful.
released July 19th, I believe.
That's awesome.
And that will be the next thing out. After that, I have at least a dozen other projects that I already have. Some of them already have full outlines. Some of them have just maybe a page or two of the idea, the story arc, the plot. Nine of them already have covers.
Oh, wow.
So
So,
I'm not a fast writer, but when the idea comes up, I at least want to have it available to me in case that's the muse that wants to go.
gotcha. So, what can you tell us about the prophecy of the water sprite? Is it is it clean? Is it spicy?
Yes.
How many spicy little peppers we got there?
Well, in my mind, I thought it was really spicy, but
And it might
I've
be for
been
some.
told I only get three chili peppers.
Hey, that's better than one. I'll take three any day. So, can you tell us about the book a little bit?
Sure. The Prophecy of the Water Sprite is a fantasy reverse harem, fated mates, romance.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And I always get mixed up between epic fantasy and high fantasy. So I think it's kind of both of those actually, because it does involve royalty and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
This prophecy is kind of spelled out throughout the book and a little bit in the prologue. The kingdom that this story is centered around started imprisoning water sprites to direct the water to the kingdom and basically have a hold on the lands around them. Because you control water, you control life.
Very true.
There are magic users, sorcerers, sorceress. There are fun little creatures, little brownies running around in the castle. And there is elemental magic. And we get to meet Skye, our main character. She starts out living in a protected bubble with her auntie.
Nice. Now, she's the water sprite. Does she have any other abilities or gifts, or want to leave that for the reader to find out?
Well, in the beginning, she actually doesn't know any of the prophecy or the purpose of her being hidden in the woods. So that's something that she comes to find out a few chapters in.
Nice.
She has
Very
been kept in the dark, so to speak, for the main part of her life. But now that she's come of age, the prophecy has come to pass, and her auntie Araminta explains what's happened and what's going to happen. And she's okay with it. She kind of had a feeling something would happen someday.
interesting. So, my lingering question, because reverse harem is not normally my go-to. So, I've only read like one or two. But in this case, how does Fated Mates work with reverse harem? I'm
There
really
are
curious on
actually
that.
a number of Fated Mates reverse harem stories, and they work just like any regular male female story would. The gods, the prophecy, the world, the realm, the magic, whatever it is that sets that catalyst in place for the one-on-one mate, would do the same for multiple mates. So in this particular story, Skye does get multiple mates, and you'll be introduced to each one of them as you read through the book.
Oh, makes
Not all
sense.
of them come from the same background. And with reverse harem, it is a little tricky because most people that read standard male, female, or just the one plus one romance look for that jealousy, that love triangle, that I need to pick one or the other to get to that happily ever after. In reverse harem, you can have the love, all the men adoring the woman, and have there be little to no jealousy. They all agree to work together because that's what makes her happy. And sometimes that's just what works for the story.
That's good. I'm really gonna have to check out more of these. I'm going to be honest. I just finished reading The Never King the other day. That was kind of my first real dip into reverse harem. So when I saw that this one was reverse harem, I was like, well, I'm intrigued because a lot of women, even a lot of guys I've noticed, thank you, Book Talk, have a real interest in reverse harem. And it just wasn't something, I'm not against it or anything. It's just not really ever popped up. So I'm excited to continue reading. I haven't gotten very far yet. I think I'm in part of chapter two right now myself. I was kind of kicking around, not being happy that I had to actually work today. But I'm excited. And now with your other book that is The Elven King,
The Elven Prince.
The Elven Prince. Okay. Now, you say that one's clean. Is it
Correct.
like some authors where it starts clean and progressively gets, or is it going to stay fairly clean?
This particular story, I am, and probably to cut off my own toes on this one. I'm going to write a clean reverse harem. It's
Oh,
not been
interesting.
done that I know of too often. And when it is done, it is an extremely long series. I plan three books. So The Elven Prince, you can literally read as a standalone and be satisfied with the happily ever after. And I will say, not happily for now. There is a happily ever after at the end of The Elven Prince. The story arc, there are some little wiggly worms that I left behind on purpose to be able to continue in the next book. The next book will be probably, I'm gonna shoot for the end of the year, but might not make it until next year. The Oracle is what I'm going to call it. And it is going to be centered around Sebastian finding the Oracle. So, but the Elven Prince is Sebastian, and he starts as a, best way to say it is probably he wants to one up his brothers. He wants
Okay.
to have a great hunt and prove that he can be just as good, if not better, than all his older brothers. He's the youngest prince. So that's where the adventure starts, and there is a treasure, and that treasure takes him on a quest across the realm. And we find a bunch of magical creatures along the way. And this book is slap full of puns and dad jokes. So if you like those and want to spit
Dad
out
jokes
your
for the
coffee while
win.
you're reading, this might be one for you to try.
Awesome. Well, I think it's time that I need to start wrapping things up, but I want to seriously thank you very much for popping on here and being my first. I can't wait to get further into the prophecy of the water sprite. And I will be looking for the audio, excuse me, so that I can continue when I'm at work. So I hope maybe we can have you back on here again when you've got some other releases coming out and, touch base and see how things are progressing.
Absolutely. Thank you so much
Awesome.
for
Well,
having me on.
thank you. Thank you, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and I will be back, I believe, next week, and we will be talking more about other books and interviewing another author.